Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Keith Love, of course, is disqualified from any and all contests because he is a friend of the program. Keith, what a unbelievable weekend we had in sports. It was touched by heartfelt moments, and it was touched by tragedy. Before we talk to you or ask you about anything that has to do with who won or lost, let's talk about Jose Fernandez and the true tragedy that all of baseball suffered by losing this young guy. He seemed to have a joy about him that is hard to find at the major league level.
Look, it's a tragedy anytime any three people, you know, we're only talking about Jose Fernandez, there are two other people on that boat as well, all between 24 and I think 27 years old, all lost their lives on Saturday night. I just cannot stop thinking about Fernandez's mother. We've all seen the clip. I think it's been playing again. A lot of people have tweeted the clip of him reuniting with his grandmother. Now we find out Fernandez's girlfriend is pregnant. They had just announced it within the past week. It's just such a tremendous human loss. And that's the part that I can't quite get over. It's why I've actually said very little about it on social media. There's nothing wrong with saying, with talking about what Fernandez was as a baseball player. It's just the family aspects, the people who must be grieving right now. That's the thing I personally can't get past.
Right. And, I mean, any mother losing a son is hard. And it's not like,
no parent should ever bury a child.
Right. But, I mean, the story between them two is just staggering. Mm-hmm. Diving off of a boat into pitch black open water to save her. I mean, it's just, I mean,
Hollywood.
Yeah, the people.
Right? You would think it was fictional.
The people who grow up here do not know how lucky we are to be here, and just look at the struggle. We were talking about it earlier. No one's swimming to Cuba. Like, that is a one direction swim.
That's very true. That the highway does not go south, only north.
Well, let's talk a little baseball because that's what we do, and you know, it is, sports are supposed to be a fun distraction from life. It is very, very sad, though, about Jose Fernandez. Vin Scully, however, could not have had a better get-out-of-town game in his final game at Chavez Ravine. Beyond Jackie Robinson, he's the most important Dodger of all time. He really, really is. How mushy do you, as a cold, hard analytics looker of statistics, get about your broadcasters, especially Vin Scully?
Well, Vin Scully's not. You know, about my broadcasters in general, no, not really. I joke very frequently that my favorite broadcaster is the mute button. Especially now, I can watch a game on the iPad and turn the sound off and be doing something else at the same time and not have to listen to the blathering. But Scully, I mean, he was an absolute throwback. Throwback simply because he would do games himself, which is unheard of. At this point, I feel like most broadcasters are trying to cram as many people in the booth as they possibly can. And I say that as somebody who's been crammed in a booth at a game before. But Scully also, his style of humor, his storytelling, what would pass for analysis. He's not an analyst. I doubt he would accept the term. But what he was telling you about the game was just sort of this folksy, anachronistic style that just nobody would do it now. And if you tried to do it now, especially if somebody, you know, my age, I'm half of Scully's age, if I went on the air and tried to do that, I'd be laughed at, and deservingly so. I grew up listening to Scully on a lot of the NBC games of the week back when it was hard to see anyone except I grew up in New York. So it was the Yankees and the Mets and occasionally the Braves, if, you know, once we got cable and got TBS, you didn't see a lot of other teams. So watching those games on Saturday was a huge part of being a baseball fan. And his voice absolutely means something to me because I was, that's my childhood from when I was probably 7 or 8 up until I went off to college. That was a part, like I said, a part of being a baseball fan every Saturday was being home and watching whatever game it was. It might have been a terrible game, but it was the experience of seeing teams you didn't normally see and then hearing Vin Scully's voice.
Keith Law, baseball insider from ESPN here on 95.7 The Game. The Giants watch their rival wrap up a fourth straight National League West crown. That might be bragging rights had the Giants not won 3 World Series there. So that's a good thing that that happened. How good is this Dodgers team? Will they finish off their National League West championship differently this year as opposed to years in the past where they were a quick flame out?
Every year, though, they've come pretty close to advancing out of the first round, close enough that I never felt like they were outclassed or that they were poorly constructed for the postseason. We've been doing this for years now. Postseason's got a lot of randomness in it. If it's not quite a crapshoot, it's fairly close. I think the Dodgers have set themselves up pretty well for the postseason. I think the pitching is good. It might be the best defensive unit they've run out there in several years. They've got some middle relief issues, but I could probably say that about every division winner at this point. The Red Sox might be the best team in the American League. Their middle relief stinks. The Cubs have had huge middle relief problems. The Nationals might have an argument against that. And let's face it, if the Giants get to the postseason, what's the number one Achilles heel of the Giants team? It's the bullpen. So I'm not going to point to the Dodgers and say, well, their bullpen's a problem, because pretty much everyone's bullpen is a problem at this point. Everything else that really matters in the postseason looks pretty good right now for L.A.
If the Giants don't make the playoffs, it would be their first time since the 08-09 season they didn't make it in back-to-back years. Do you think we would see wholesale changes for a team that loves to ride and die with loyalty?
I doubt it. You might know better than I would because you're in the market. And I mean, I think I've mentioned this before. I've had executives from other teams say, we don't even call the Giants about their guys, like their scouts or their coaches or anything, because no one ever leaves. It's an organization, they keep everybody, and everybody wants to stay. And I know people who've been with the Giants for 20-plus years. So my guess is if Bochy came and said, you know what, I'm done. I've just had enough. It's a grind. I'm getting older. I want to go do something else that's a little lower key. Then, yes, then I could see them making a bunch of changes. And, by the way, they've got a few managerial candidates right there. They probably just change everything from within. I cannot imagine a scenario where they do something more drastic than that, like going outside the organization, the way the Twins are doing now, where there might be a real rebuild going on in Minnesota for the first time in decades. That's not going to happen in San Francisco. I'd be absolutely floored if there was anything other than an internal reshuffling.
So Keith Law is not starting the rumor that Bruce Bochy is retiring at the end of the year. Everyone can calm down and take a deep breath right now. But if he did, Keith, is Ron Wotus first in line in-house?
I think he'd be great. I don't know what their internal preferences are. I know from talking to people in the industry, and obviously he's interviewed once or maybe twice for other jobs, everyone says he'd be good at it. And it's so hard to tell, especially for guys who either don't have managerial experience or haven't managed in a long time, because Wotus obviously has been with the big league club. You don't really know what kind of manager a guy's going to be, especially tactically speaking, but they speak well of his personality. They compliment a lot of the things he's done with San Francisco in terms of coaching individual players, in terms of infield positioning. Everything he's done there has been to the good. So a lot of people at least say, well, we'd love to see him get a chance. That's probably the most likely scenario, is that Bochy at some point says, I'm a Hall of Fame manager anyway. I've just had enough. He steps aside, probably takes on some kind of advisory role with the club, and then Wotus just moves up to the manager's chair.
By the way, 17 runs for the Mets officially puts them back on the radar. I mean, that's how that works. Who do you think would give the Cubs the biggest scare if they bumped into them? The Giants' experience, the Cardinals' familiarity, or the Mets, who are knocking them in from around the bases and knocked them out last year?
I think it's the Nationals, because you could run into that pitching staff. And I know Strasburg's probably not coming back, certainly not for the first series. Still, there's enough firepower there in the rotation. And now in the bullpen, it's looking better. I could absolutely see them causing any team trouble just by shutting them down, where they go into a series of three, a five-game series or seven-game series, just come in and only give up a run a game for a couple of games in a row. If the staff is good enough for that, it is not necessarily consistent enough that I'm pointing to them and saying, oh, yeah, they're the favorite. I'm saying that's the team with the greatest capacity to roll in and just shut down an offense, which is exactly what happened to the Cubs in the NLCS last year against the Mets. Cubs had a good offense last year, too. They just ran into a buzzsaw.
One Oakland A's question, because it's at the time of the year we just hope the Oakland A's
like
play
token,
quickly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But let's actually, there are one or two guys to watch and keep an eye on, and Jarrell Cotton is certainly one of them. Another quality start. He's got a 1.44 through four career starts. What's not to like?
Actually, if he can continue, especially to go through opposing lineups three times, it's one of the concerns, because I don't know that he's really got the two advanced enough secondary pitches yet. I think he's still a work in progress that has that upside. As long as he's in the rotation, you leave him there. He's succeeding. He seems to be continuing to develop. I think you go into next year figuring he's somewhere in the rotation. I don't care what number spot he is. He's a starter. We've talked before about the concerns they have about him in relief, where he just folks in the Dodgers organization said he couldn't get ready quickly enough to come in as a reliever. So he has to work out as a starter. But he's athletic enough and will at least show you the possibility of the three pitches. But I think he can work out there. And honestly, if he's the main part of the return, the actual value you get from the Rich Hill trade, that's great. It's probably 6 years of a big league starter for a guy that you signed on the cheap and paid, what did they actually pay him? $4 million total? That's almost nothing. It's
right.
Less than fifth starter money in today's marketplace.
Or, as far as the A's are concerned, way too much to spend on anyone. have you had an Arnold Palmer to mourn the passing of Arnold Palmer?
No, I probably should, though.
I am
a fan of the beverage.
It's a great drink.
Yes.
It's a great drink.
It is a great drink. And what a great honor, right? I mean, he will be remembered forever for that.
Oh, look.
That's going away.
If you could have one thing named after you, like a drink, a burger, a sandwich, that's as big as it gets.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And iced tea is like the trend drink now, too. So if anything, I think it's even more popular. It's a good legacy to leave behind.
What would be in the Keith Law besides analytics?
Oh, there'd be rum in it. Absolutely.
Nice. We just asked Jack Del Rio, Raiders head coach, what would be, and he said, well, Jack Daniels, of course.
There you go. See, that worked.
Keith, thanks a lot, man. Always appreciate your time.
Yep, my pleasure.
Thank you, Keith Law, ESPN, here on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.